fourth parak, a confusion, fourth Mishnah. No, you say Isha Kohenis. A person who wants to marry a woman who is a Kohen, who wants to marry a Bas Kohen. So, we're talking about a family that there was some Edus, that there was some Psul that married into the family. So, in order to verify she's not the descendant of that Psul that's part of the family, then Tzach Livdok Achreo Alba Imoes, Shem Shmoina. You have to check four mothers from two sides, which is a sum total of eight. You have to check out her mother, Imo, Eim Imer, her mother's mother, Eim Avi Imo, the mother of the father of her mother, the Ima and the mother of her, Veim Aviha, and now from her father's side, you have to check the father's mother, the Ima and the grandmother, Veim Avi Imo, the mother of the father, Avi Aviha, of the father's father's mother, the Ima and her grandmother. Mother, period. You have to make all these checks to make sure that everybody is kosher. The Via of Yisraelis Masiv Malay Moed Echod. The Via of Yisraelis, you add another one to that. Yeah. The reason why, if this woman is a Levi of Yisraelis, you have to check another generation up is because the Leviim and Yisraelim were less careful about the Yuchsin because it was less sensitive. So therefore you had to go up another generation. The reason why we only check the mothers and we don't check the fathers, says in the Gemara, because the fathers, when they get into an argument, they start yelling at each other and saying, your father was a who knows what. And so I'm a male. If they didn't hear anything, everything was quiet, we could assume that the fathers are all right. But the wives, they don't argue in such a fashion. So we need a two more careful checking to make sure all the mothers are not from this puzzle that was mixed into the family.